So the question was asked, what form did the oral law have, and where do Mishnayos come from? The Talmud tells us in Tractate Brachos, page 5a, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. It says in the end of Parshat Mishpatim that God invites Moshe up Mount Sinai and says, Ale Eli Hahara, come up the mountain to me, ve'etena lecha, and I will give you et luchot ha'even, the tablets of stone, v'ha'torah, and the Torah, v'ha'mitzvah, and the commandments, asher katavti, that I have written, lehorotam, to instruct them. Our sages had a tradition that when Hashem was inviting Moshe up the mountain, Hashem was inviting him to give him. Let's reanalyze that pasuk. Luchot, the tablets, that's a reference to the Ten Commandments engraved on the tablets. V'ha'torah, that's a reference to the written law, the five books of Moshe. V'ha-mitzvah, that's a reference to the Mishnah. The Gemara says, mitzvah is a reference to the Mishnah, to the oral law. Asher katavti, that I have written, is a reference to the remainder of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, of prophets and writings. Lehorotam, to instruct them. How do you instruct people? You can't instruct people from the written works of Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or the oral law in Mishnah. What do you need? Gemara. And the Talmud learns that the word hora'ah, instruction, is code. In many places in Tanakh, it is code for Gemara. The oral law, the oral tradition, the reasons of the Mishnah, which are necessary in order to have instruction. Meaning, you can't have a Hora, you can't have a Psak based on a Pasuk or just based on a Mishnah, you need the Gemara. So Lehorotam comes to teach us that Gemara too was given to Moshe. Says the Gemara, Mikan, from here we understand that all of them, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, and Gemara, were all given to Moshe at Sinai. So that's a Gemara in Tractate Brachos. The Rambam writes that from Moshe Rabbeinu onward, we have the written Torah and the oral Torah. We just said it's a Gemara, that the Gemara derives it from a Pasuk. But the Rambam writes this idea. Rav Shri Raigon, in his famous letter, writes this. So we discussed what's quoted in the famous work called Avudraham. The Avudraham is a work that was written about the laws and customs of prayer and of the holidays. And so the Avudraham writes that the reason we say that chapter, as we discussed earlier in Zvachim, the chapter that begins with Eizehu Mekoman, where is the place, the location for different sacrifices, the reason we say that every morning is because that is a chapter that has no machlokas, there are no arguments. That is a chapter that we have as it was given from Moshe. Now, what's discussed a little bit is the question which you raised. Did they actually have an exact version of Mishnah before Rebbe came along? So that's an open discussion. Meaning, Rav Shri Ragon says that each Rebbe would use his own wording, his own form to transmit the oral tradition. You would learn by a Rebbe, and a Rebbe would give it over in his own way. And that's why it says that when Rebbe came to write a final version of Mishnah, he had 13 versions to choose from. Meaning he had learned 13 different traditions of how Rabbeim, different Tanaim, taught the Mishnah, and he chose to focus on Rabbi Meir's version, because Rabbi Meir was exceptionally skilled at saying things over in a very concise way. Rabbi Meir was a super, super genius. And one of the 13 versions that Rebbe had was Rebbe Meir's version. And he knew that if he would take Rebbe Meir's version, he would have the most concise version. So he adapted Rebbe Meir's version. He took into account the other 12 versions. But he focused on Rabbi Meir's version. So that's why Rav Shri Raigon suggests, he writes, he doesn't suggest, Rav Shri Raigon says that actually the Mishnais were set over in different forms. That sounds a little different than what I said from the Avudraham a minute ago, right? The Avudraham sounds like they had a set Mishnah. Rav Shri Raigon says each one used his own form. I'm not sure how to reconcile those two sources. I'm not sure. We see they had an oral tradition. I don't know why you use the term psukim. Let's leave that out. What you mean to say is, did they have set wording? Like so it's line. Certainly, again?
Like a literal line, almost. That we say, like, if people memorize Pirkei Avot, that the the structure, or what we were talking about now, that we received from Moshe Rabbeinu, what we say in the morning. It has a specific formula. You don't say,
specific wording.
Yeah.
That's what you mean to say?
Yeah.
Did they have specific wording?
Letter and end with that letter.
I don't have a clear answer for that.
Concept.
Again, the Rav Shriagon certainly seems to say they did not have a specific wording for the Mishnah, and other sources certainly indicate that they did have specific wording for the Mishnah. I don't know how to reconcile the two, and I don't know if they're arguing, or perhaps part of the Mishnah that there was no machlokas on that came from Moshe. We know that Mishnah evolved. We know that the Mishnayos Moshe gave us encompassed a certain amount, and then there were new questions that arose, and so Mishnayos developed. I'm not sure if I can suggest different answers as to how to reconcile the two sources. I don't know what the truth is. So I don't know. I'm giving you the sources I know. And
how do we look at the Gemara then? Like it is also saying Gemara, so as opposed to because, like, in other words, if they weren't like a literal, you know, I heard Moshe say this, so I memorized this, and then.
We see some things were that way. We see Moshe Rabbeinu said, a Tanai quote, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yavod Adam Avoda Zora Val Yitzarech Labrios. So Moshe's own grandson thought that meant better do Avoda Zora than come to handouts. What Moshe Rabbeinu said was, Yavod Adam, a person should work, Avoda, work, which is Zara, which is foreign to him. He never got training in that field. So he's going to start working in an area that's zar, that's strange to him. But don't come to serving, to handouts. So his own grandson misunderstood the Mishnah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu had a wording. We have different places where Halach al Moshe Misinai is quoted. It says, Eser netiyot arava venisu hamayim, Halach al Moshe Misinai. Three laws are Halach al Moshe Misinai. Yeah? Eser aravot, Arava and Isuch HaMayim. And then the Talmud says, why are these three quoted together? So you see, from Moshe's time, these three laws that were part of the oral tradition were always quoted together. So some things in the oral law we see had a specific form. Does that mean all of Mishnah had a specific form? I don't know.
In that case, Gemara just means the explanation of the verse. Gemara in that case would have been like, how to punctuate that sentence.
So Rashi says that there were Gemara was the reasoning behind the Mishnah, the knowledge of the why, the knowledge of how to reconcile conflicting Mishnayot, understanding the depths of the Mishnah and understanding how to go from the Mishnah to Hora'ah, to bottom line, what am I supposed to do? So we see that Gemara doesn't mean a specific form of Gemara like we have it today. Okay. That we do see.
Gemara means learning.
Gemara actually means to give over tradition.
Okay.